Is daf ayin. So we got to three lines down. The Gemara says Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel Maos Shel Yisomim Mutter LaHalvosam BeRibis. Interesting din here that Shmuel says you're allowed to take the money of Yisomim and you could lend it out in interest. That's permitted even though there's an Issa Deraisa involved. Gemara says it's all permitted. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: Amar Le Rav Nachman Mishum Diyasmei Ninu Sfina Yisura? Because they happen to be Yisomim, that means you could violate an Issa. Yasmi dil achli, lav didi, lizu basur shivkayu. So it doesn't make any sense. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, basur shivkayu, achar viyam, the basa kvaros. So let them, why should you give them an issa to eat? Let them follow their father's house. Better for, the way they understand this line to mean is, let the father really, better off the father leaving no money for them, than to leave money for them and then lend on ribis and let them violate an issur. What kind of heter is this of Shmuel saying? You could lend out Ma'al Shel Yisomim for ribis. It's an issur deraisa. So the Gemara says, let's clarify what's going on here. Amar Lei Emi Li Izi Gufa Du'uvde Heichi Havit. What exactly was this ma'isa that Shmuel was referring to that it's mutter? So Amar Lei Hahu Duda Dibnei Mar Ukva. So what's Duda? So Rashi says, Kalachas Shekorin Kladira. What does that mean?
Copper cauldron.
Copper cauldron, okay. So he had this copper to have a babe mar Shmuel. Takil v'yahivle, takil v'shakile. He would weigh it and give it out. And then when they return it, he'd weigh it and take it back. And shakil agra v'shakil pachsa. He would now he'd give out this copper cauldron and he would take the rent for it when he'd lease it out. But he would also take money for the depreciation that happened on this copper. So now the Gemara says, "I agra lapachsa, bipachsa lagra." We said yesterday, you could take one or the other. You can't take double payment. You can't take the rent and plus also the depreciation. The rent is supposed to build in the depreciation. So how could you take both here? So that seems like it's taking ribis. This was the case that they're referring to, which seems that it would be mutter to take ribis from the Yisomim can't take ribis. The Gemara says, you have the whole maisa wrong. Amar lei, kiha, like this case, afilu, B'dikanani, we always switch, not always, many times we switch the Dalad with the Zion, it becomes a Zakin. So even the Kainim, even the Gedolim know this halacha, Nami Shari, the Mevidhut. Even a Gedolim are permitted, let alone Yisomim, but even a Gadol could do this. Why? Deha mikabli alayu chuscha denachsha, dekama demakle, nechosha batzer dameha. He accepts upon himself the depreciation of the copper, or however much it goes down, it affects the value of the copper. So what does this mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Pichsa, Chisar Nichoshasa. That the, actually, that's not the one I want. I want lower down, actually. Deha makabli alayu chuscha dinechashta. Pchas demei hanechoshas shenishar. The depreciation of that which went down in the copper. Kidimifar shvelzil. Dechol ma demiklei nechasha batzre dameha. Whenever you take down the choshes, gets shaved down, it lessens the value. Even though he already pays for the actual weight that was taken off, the copper that actually was removed, even the remaining copper that he has in his hand is less valuable than it was before. So I give out this copper cauldron here, and it loses some of the copper, gets shaved down. So now it's less weight. So I need to pay for the less weight, but also whatever copper is remaining is not as valuable as an unused copper. It's a used copper, which whatever the metal gets darker, gets ruined, it gets there's some pagam in it, so you're paying double price for that. So you really are paying double price for the depreciation as opposed to paying for the lease plus the depreciation. It all seems from the depreciation of the copper is what's being paid and not being viewed as ribis. So now, from this case, it sounds like that maybe it would be usher to lend out Ma'os Yisomim for ribis. Because this case here is not really ribis, we just explained. But despite that, Gezuntai, despite that, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar Shila, Amar Rav Chista, Amri Le, others say, Amar Rabba bar Yosef, bar Chama, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ma'os Shel Yisomim Mutil Havosam, Karav Leschar, Barachok Lehefsin. Even though we said before you can't sell it, you can't lend it out rather for ribis, you are able to lend it out in such a way where it's Karl Vashar, where he's going to have a great a high chance of return, but minimize the risk, as Rashi says, Karl Vashar, so Yisomim Nolin Chelik Vashar, Ve Nolin Chelik Behefsid, where they're willing to take upon any returns, but they're not taking on any risk, that's permitted. About ribis mamish lo, but you cannot permit ribis, real ribis deraisa, They could divide their turn without having to take any risk. That's not really malas deraisa, so that's permitted. Okay, and then Rashi says, even though afagav debitkinu aser, even though gedolim, this is all aser to do, to have a deal where you only get profit but you don't get any loss, la ribis mamashu. It's still not mamash ribis, ela avak ribisu, umidira banan. Ubiyosme lo gazer, shalo yachlu malseim, shalo yichlu la malseim lachilam peruta achaputa. So when it comes to the Yisomim, because we need to protect them, that they don't lose all their money, this is a type of investment we permit, even though it's aser midirbanan, this is permitted for Yisomim only, but not for anyone else. Now, in light of this, there's a discussion brought down in the poskim about permitting one to lend out on ribis when it comes to something that's hektish. Can you lend hektish? Just like Yisomim, you're permitted to lend out to get them some level of ribis or karov l'schar. So we have that the Gemara says in a few places that the money of Yisomim is considered like hektish. So let's say you have money that's hektish, set aside for the money of a certain mitzvah or whatever, for the Beis HaMikdash. So they permit one to lend out as well for an investment that's karov l'schar, but they don't permit ribis deraisa, but they permit this avak ribis, whatever is permitted for Yisomim, they permit for the hektish as well. Now the Magen Avraham takes it even a step further. He says you're permitted even to use regular money if the purpose of the money is to try to get money for Tzarchei Shabbos or other Tzarchei Suda v'mitzvah. One would also be able to lend out in ribis or this type of investment that's avik ribis. That would be permitted as well. But the Mishnah Berurah paskens, we shouldn't do that. You shouldn't pask in that way. But there are certain heterim of ribis if it's Tzarch mitzvah. Okay. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here. Tanur Rabbanan. Karl Vishar Virachok Lehefsaid, Rush. A person who makes an investment where he really takes on all returns and makes the other guy take the risk, that person's called a Rasha. Karl Lehefsaid Virachok Lishar, guy is willing to do an investment where he's going to take most of the risk but give the return to the other guy, that's considered a chassid. He's doing a wonderful thing to help some other guy who needs money. And Karl Lazev Lazev, or Rachok Mizev Mizev, it's an investment where he's willing to take both upon himself, or you know, or really distance himself, you know, a conservative type of investment versus a very an aggressive type of investment, whichever one it is, that's considered midas zuhi, midas kolam. That's the natural way. When you invest in a certain fund, there's going to be, if it's an aggressive fund, so you're going to have the same likelihood, not same likelihood, but there's going to be a rachuk chance of you losing a lot of money, but also a rachuk chance of you making a lot of money. And same thing with karov and karov. That's a midas kol adam. Excuse me. So the Gemara now says, Amar Lei Rabba Rav Yosef. Hani Zuze Diyasme, Heichi Abdinilu. So the Maisa, what should a person do with money of Yisomim? How can you help a person who needs investment and doesn't want to lose all their money? So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Lei Mosfinin Lehu Beidina, V'yahivin Lei Zuza. So what they should do is give the money to Bezdin and let Bezdin give out, ration out to them each week. Here's another Zuz, here's your weekly salary. That's not a good investment. That's protecting it from losing it quickly, but it's not going to make any money for the future. Where's the profit? So it's like leaving money in a bank that's pointless. So Amalei, Mar Hechi Avit, so what would you suggest to do with the money? Amalei, Batkinon Gavra, go seek out an individual. Dislay Dehava Pricha, that has a piece of chips of gold. And Rashi explains, you see Rashi, Dehava Pricha, Gruto Shazov, how do you define it? Chips of gold, pieces?
Fragments.
Okay, fragments of gold. The Vadai Shalohain, certainly they are theirs. Vayner and Pikadon, no one gave them to watch. The Lo Avid Inch, the Mavkade, the Hava Prichon Pikadon. A person finds some gold fragments, they don't give them to people to watch. You keep it in your own protection. The Kaven, the Asher, who since this person, Rashi says, is wealthy, that he has these gold pieces, the Yeshul Ligos Mimenu, Im Yovdu, Maosava, this person would be willing to help a Yosem out, since if he see that he has these gold fragments, that indicates he's wealthy. So let's have him invest with this guy. So the Gemara continues. So again, Batkinan Gavra de Islay de Hava Pricha. He finds such a wealthy person. And again, that simon that he's wealthy is having these gold fragments. And you take the gold from him as a pikadon, and you give him the money of the Yosemim. And a situation where it's karov l'schar, the rachok lehefsid, and have it invest in a case where he's willing to take upon himself most of the risk and pass on most of the return to the Yisomim. That's what you're supposed to do. Aval davar mesuyam lo. But if you see the guy has a gold cup, a gold plate, something that's been fashioned into some keli, that you cannot trust that he's a wealthy person, because Dilma Pikadoninu Vasimare Yav Siminim Vishakale. Maybe he's just watching it. People would give a gold goblet to a guy to watch. Gold fragments they wouldn't give, but gold something Dover Muslim they would give. So just because I have a gold goblet doesn't mean I'm wealthy. It just might mean that I'm a trusted shomer. I'm watching some other guy. So now if I give it over to the Yasom as my as the collateral for him, as a Pikadon, now the owner might come collect it from the Yasomim. I want my gold goblet back, and there's no Pikadon of mine that ensures that I give the money back to the Yasomim. So that's not trusted. So then the Gemara says, there's actually a side point in Tosas for a second. Look at Tosas Dibur Maschil Asa. Tosas says, Tema, Hechi Shakil Ayidei Simana, Hamati Hai Lememar Lakuachu Biyadi. The general question he has just says a Tema. So if I sell you a product, and I go, wait a second, Avi, that's mine. Sure, and I'll bring you a Simanim, that's mine. I can't take it away from you because of Simanim, because people buy and sell things. So Simanim is not a good enough reason to take something out of someone else's possession. So Tosas has a big Tema how that exactly works. So, okay, that's just a side point.
But the rich guy can say, yeah, it's true. And then, you know, then they give someone to lose.
He can, but the way the Gemara presents it is that the owner could say that Yisomim is holding my gold goblet and I'll bring you the proof because it has this amount of rings and design
right.
on it.
But as long as the rich guy doesn't deny it, he brought it to him and the other guy says, yeah.
But let's say he doesn't say yes.
Now that is a problem.
So the Gemara says, sounds like as long
but
if
it's
the
still a risk that it could happen.
But Rob said, but how could he's saying how could that risk happen? Why would we trust the guy who says, wait a second, that goblet is mine, and they're the simanim? That's not simanim are not enough. Simanim are enough to take a hashav
no,
zaveda.
But if the rich guy says yes, then they do lose it.
Yeah, that's fine. But this case is even with he says no, it's that we trust simanim enough to take it away. But we don't. Simanim are not enough to take someone else's object away. So okay. So anyway, so the Gemara says. Aval, again, davar mesuyam, lo, we don't trust that he's an usher necessarily, because dilma pikatan ninu, vasimari yav simanim vishakulei. Okay, so Amr Vashi, tinach this all will make sense, e mishtakach gavad islay, dahava pricha, if you find such a person who has these gold fragments. So then we have a good solution what to do with the money, the maos yisom. Now, e lo mishtakach gavad islay, dahava pricha. Now, what's going to be if you can find such a wealthy person? We're going to let the money of the Yisomim just go to waste. So we need to protect them. What's the suggestion? So El Amar Vashi, Vashi says what you should do is Chazin and Gavra, find a individual. De Mashpa Nichse, what Mashpa Nichse means, Rashi says Mashpa Nichse, last two narrow lines, Shenichasav Shaktin, Etzlo, what does Shaktin mean? Ein Irur Al Karkosav, Sheket, quiet. No one is protesting that there is his. He's a trustworthy guy. Everything he has a full claim on. And so he finds such a person, Umehemen, a trusted person, Rabbi Gemara says, Vishama Dina Deraisa, and he trusts, he follows Halacha, Veloma Kabal Shamta Derabanan, he's never been excommunicated by the Chachamim, Vyahivin Lehu Nehele, we give him the Maos Yisomim Bebe Dina, in front of Bezdin, you give it to him. So Rashi says, last two lines, Bebe Dina Befne Bezdin, Sheyeshlam Koach Lahafkir Nichse Makabel Etel Haisomim, where Bezdin is able to be Mafkir the property. It's not quite sure what this case is, but it's a person who, again, it's not necessarily wealthy, but a guy who just simply trusted, who's willing to take upon himself this this risk of the maos yisomim. And I'm not sure the relevance of Bezdin here, though, why they're exactly being mafkir, the nechasim of the makabel, etz liyisomim. I guess it's in a situation, let's say, where they're not willing to return the money, even though he's a trustworthy guy, Bezdin would have the right to return the money back to the Yisomim in case this guy is not willing to.
It brings on the bottom that Ravashi holds that the Iska solution is Usser, that there are clogs of Abba Kribis, so you could only do it if it's kind of been washed through Bezdin. That's the only way you can do this Iska on behalf of the Yisomim.
Where are you seeing that quoted?
In the bottom of the
okay. So I think that's a machlokas. I don't think Rashi learns that way though, right?
He brings Rashi at the end of this. I mean, I don't see it in Rashi. But
yeah.
He brings Rashi at the end of his whole shtickle here, and he says that that's Rashi.
Yeah. So I think they might be explaining the Mordechai understanding Rashi in this way. Mm-hmm. Okay. That there's some ribbis concern here of avak ribbis because we said any time there's karv l'schar rachok l'hefsed. So then we said that's an issue of Avak Ribbis. So with Bezdin, funneling it through Bezdin will be a way to circumvent this Avak Ribbis.
It's better half kosher. The basket is that puts the profit becomes half kosher through Beis Din, and then there's not ribbis.
So it's still to circumvent the issue of ribbis. That's the idea here. Okay. Fine. Let's look at the Amud Beis now. Mishnah tells us on the top of Ayin Amud Beis, Masnisin Ein Mekablin Tzon Barzel Yisrael. A person cannot accept this deal of a Tzon Barzel. We saw this before, but Rashi explains on the top, Ein Mekablin Tzon Barzel, Kol Achrayel Sanichasim Al HaMekabel, V'shamoso Alav B'maos. A person cannot enter into a deal where I'm taking the full risk upon myself, but the profits we're going to split, and that's going to be unfair. That's a level of ribbis, as we've seen before, Mipneshu ribbis. Bachlokas, if it's ribbis deraisa, ribbis derabanan, but either way, it's ribbis, it's usher to do. Aval, Mishnah says, what you can do is mekablin son barzel min akum, you are allowed to accept it from an akum. Because we know, I think we've seen before, if not, this is the first time, I guess, that, first time seeing this, that there is no iser ribbis when it comes to an akum. Velovin mehen malvin osam beribbis, so you're allowed to lend them on ribbis, you could borrow from them on ribbis. The chain begetoshav, so to getoshav, they talk about what's the chiddush of a getoshav. A getoshav is simply a person who is accepted upon himself not to do avodah zara. That's a getoshav according to many rishonim. So he also, it's even though he's a higher level than a regular akum, that too is permitted. And Yisrael malvi, Yisrael ma'osav, shel akum midas ha'akum of alo midas Yisrael. What a Jew can do is he could serve as in a bank, as an agent of a bank and a broker, and he could lend out the bank's money to another akum. He could be the middleman because it's not his own money. Even though he's involved in the ribbis, it's not really his ribbis. But that's only with the consent of the akum with the bank. But he cannot do this v'lo midas Yisrael, but he cannot do this from the Das Yisrael. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly that case of Midas Yisrael might be. Okay. So there's a discussion, it's actually a very halacha l'maisa, that the Rush says, what about a mumar? And a mumar is subject to the halachas of ribbis or not. And the Rush paskins that a mumar, a person who does not keep halacha, one would be allowed to lend him money on interest because he's not called achicha. The pasuk says only the iser applies to lenachri sashach ulachicha lo sashach. He's not an achicha because he's not following the mitzvahs. It's permitted to lend to mumar, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the Ramah says yesh machmirim, and therefore one tov lahachmir, says better to machmir in not lending money to a mumar on interest. But there's a heter for those who need.
Not a mumar
letiyama. He doesn't distinguish about which ones. But it sounds like a pashtus is a mumal chadaran. So the Gemara says now lemeimer de brishusa de mekabel kaima. It sounds like from this Mishnah that the acceptance of Tzon Barzel of this case would be that whoever's mekabel really owns it, because then when he returns it and he schar returns, that's going to be viewed as ribbis. That's what it sounds like. Rama sounds like he owns it. So the Gemara says uruminu. This is problematic because we learned in the Maseches Becharos that mekabel tzon barzel min hanachrim v'lados p'turin min habechora. If I accept tzon barzel, this type of deal, that the nachri owns the animal, but all the v'lados are going to, some of the v'lados at least are going to go to me. So let's say a bechor falls into my possession as some of my schar, so the halacha is that p'turin min habechora. But why? We know there are three types of bechoros. So one is a bechor ben, pidyon haben, the firstborn son. One's a behema tahora, a firstborn kosher animal, and a petacham, or a firstborn donkey. So here we see that you have to own, if a nachri owns a bechor behema Torah, any of them, there's no din of bechor. So if I accept Tzon Barzel, and the Vlad comes to me, it's pater. That doesn't make sense. If we said above, according to the Mishnah, that I actually own any of the Vlados, it's mine, so I should own the bechor, and it should be chayv in the bechor. So Amar Abai explains, lo kasha ha de mekabel alea unsa vizula, ha de mekabel alea unsa vizula. Depends whether he's accepting upon himself all the different onsim that are going to happen and all the different depreciations. So the Rashi explains here, ha de kabel alea nachri unsa vizula, masnisin de becharos kigon de kibel alea unsa vizula. The Mishnah becharos is where the nosen, the nachri, the Nachri is taking upon himself all the different accidents that might happen to it. So therefore, it's really the Nachri's. And that's why if I get the Vlad Bechor, it's Pater. Our Masnissen says, Rashi, Dehacha, our Mishnah here is, Delo Kabbalah Unsev Uzula, where the Nosein is not accepting upon the responsibility, rather the Mekabel is accepting upon the responsibility. He's taking Kol Achrayos Alav. All the risk is on the Mekabel. And that's why this case in the Mekabel is considered as if it's actually his. That's a bias suggestion. Comes along Amar Le Rava. Rava says, "E de kabelah mara unsa vizula tzon barzel karisle." You accept upon yourself. That's not called tzon barzel. That's considered. That's yours. And the ode Adatani Sefer, from the fact that the Sefer starts distinguishing Avah Mekablin Tzom Barzim Na'akum, so we have this cloud we know throughout, that whenever the Mishnah is in the parsha of making chilukim, so it should make other chilukim. So from the fact that it made a chiluk between a Yisrael versus a Nachri, Liflag B'didei, it should have made a further distinction and say, Bamed V'amamurim, when is it true that it's also this Mekablin Tzom Barzim, Delo Kabil Ale Onto Vezula, Aval Kabil Onto Vezula, Shaper Dami? So it depends on 1 second here. I think there's a girsa change here. It must be a girsa change.
Well, Kabal Unsevazula, it says here, is going on the person who lent it out, not the person who borrowed it.
Well, that's what I said earlier. So now, our mission only case where the guy, where the Nosein was not Makabal upon it, but if he accepted upon, the Nosein accepted upon himself, so then the Makabal isn't accepting the Achrayos, that's not a case of Ribbis, that would all be permitted. So what's the case of the Mishnah then? So El Amarava Idiv Idi Lo Kabel Le Mara Unsa Vizula. It's where the Mar, the owner, the Nosein, did not accept upon himself Achrayos. So what's the difference? Why does our Mishnah imply that the Makabel has full Achrayos on it? So then in the case of Bechor, the Makabel should have the full Achrayos and have to be Chayv in the Vlad of the Bechor. So he says, because Gavi Bechoros is a special exception. Gavi Bechoros, the Hainu Tam, the Vlados Pturim Mne Bechora. Why? If I, as the Makabel, the Yid, don't give the money to the Nachri, Asi Nachri tafes lei the behema. He's going to take the behema away from me. I don't have the full rights to it. Vilo mishkach lei the behema tafes lei levlados. Now, if he doesn't take the animal from me, but then he's going to take the vlados from me. V'havale yad Nachri beemsa. So since there's some yad, even though it's not it won't necessarily amount to that, but there's a possibility he has some ability to pull it back. V'chol yad Nachri beemsa patim min habechora. It's based on the sugyas in the beginning. I think that Bezim and Bezer, Gimel and Bezim Becharos, says Kol Bechor, that in Machlokas Tanakam and Yehuda, that you have to have the full rights to be Bechor, you have to have the full ownership. But the fact that there's some possibility that Nachri could pull the Vlad away from you, then it's Pater from the Bechor. Okay. Gemara now says, Mar Behono Beneshech Vitarbis Lechonin Dalam Yikpitenu. Mark quotes a pasuk in Mishnah. It says, "Mar Bahona, a person who increases his wealth, b'neshech u'tarbis, by taking interest, l'chonin dalam yikpitenu. He's going to gather them to those who are chonin dalam, those who need, who have rachamim on dalam, or poor people. That's what the pasuk literally means. So, my l'chonin dalam, who is he giving this wealth to? Who's it going to go to? So, Amar Rav could go and shaver malka. Who's the shaver malka? So, says Rashi, the last three narrow lines here, shaver malka is Melech Pras Haya, the Persian king. But note the mammon of Yisrael, he would take the money from the Yidden, v'chorin behem dalin nachem shem dalim min mitzvah. He give them to dalim. Why dalim? Dalim means dal from mitzvah, so they're empty of mitzvahs. Namely, he would give them to the goyim. That's what it's referring to. I'm not sure exactly what we're trying to learn from this. According to others, they quote a shita mikubetas that it's referring to really Shmuel. Shmuel HaNavi was considered the shaver malka also. He was the king of the dayanim. So he's called Shavar Malka. This is what that Shmuel did. He took the money from the people in order to give to those who are in great need. Then comes along Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Li, Huna told me, Lo nitzecha elo da'afilu ribis da'oved kochavim. So Rashi explains here, four lines up from the bottom, afilu ribis da'oved kochavim, she Yisrael notel min da'oved kochavim yore letimun. The person, a Yid, who takes money, takes ribis from da'oved kochavim, it's also he's going to lose the money. So even though we saw that it's mutter to collect ribis, and there's no issue involved in collecting ribis from a Nachri, their person's going to lose all his money. It's going to be going giving out to Chonin Ladalim. He's going to lose it all. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what's the problem with collecting ribis from a Nachri? Esve Rava Rav Nachman, the Nachri Tashich. The Pasuk says, the Nachri Tashich, to the Nachri, you should Tashich, you should bite him, you should take the ribis from a Nachri. My Tashich, Lav Tashich, does it not mean that you're supposed to do Dafka, take ribis from him? So if you're supposed to take ribis, how come the Torah, the Mishnah, Pasuk Mishnah, tell me you're going to lose all your money then? Gemara says, Lo Tashich, you're not supposed to. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo, with the comma there, Tashich, Dafka Kamar, Ata Tein Lo Ribis. That you give him ribis. You're supposed to pay him ribis. Not that you could collect ribis from him. You're allowed to give him ribis. But to take ribis, that's not permitted according to this understanding. So the Gemara says, Lo Sagi Delab Hachi. So it's not enough if I don't do this. I mean, I have to give ribis. I mean, I have to go out of my way to take a loan out to go ahead and give ribis. That's the pasuk. Yeah, it sounds like now Tashich ribbis. Go pay interest. Go create loans for yourself in order to pay ribbis. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says no. Lafuke achicha dilo. Where it's really coming to tell us that really that you shouldn't, for achicha, you cannot. You cannot pay ribbis to a achicha. You're allowed to, not that you have to pay ribbis to a nachri. You're allowed to pay ribbis to a nachri, but you cannot pay ribbis to achicha. So Gemara says, achicha behediksibe, that's explicit. You don't need to learn a drasha for the fact that it says, l'nachri tashich tells us that l'achicha you can't be tashich. The pasuk goes on to say, l'achicha lo tashich. So that can't be what it means. So Gemara says, no, lav or lav ba'ase v'lo sase. So we learn from all this, in the end of the day, when you pay interest to a chicha, to another yid, you violate an ase v'lo sase. You violate a lo sase because it says, l'achicha lo sashich, don't pay interest, that's a lav. And since it's l'nachri sashich, you can pay interest to a nachri, indicates you cannot pay interest to a Jew, that's the ase. So there's an ase and lo sase every single time a person pays interest to a yid. In the end of the day, though, it sounds from this Gemara that you cannot charge interest to a goy. That's what it sounds like. You can only pay interest, but you can't collect interest from them.
Is that, do we consider a limud like that, like a lo tase?
No, this is not say.
In general, no, right?
It's, if it's not formulated in the lo, it's only right. Implied. That's considered an assay. Isser assay, it's called. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Eisive, Lovin, Mehen, Umalvin, Osam, Beribis. Our Mishnah explicitly says you could borrow from them on interest and you could also lend them on interest. So it's permitted. V'chein begetoshef. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chia Bere, de Rav Huna, lo nitzecha ela b'chdei chayev. So this is very important halacha l'maisa for any lenders out there. That person is only allowed to lend money to a guy on interest, according to Gemara right now. We're not doing halacha l'maisa at this point. But according to this, Rashi says, on hain alef, on alef, the top, b'chdei chayev, hitir lo. So it says midiraisa, even though we're basing it on a pasuk, Rashi says midiraisa you could really lend money to a guy on interest, but midirabanan they said you should only lend interest money on interest for whatever you need, but more than that would be awesome midirabanan, lest it lead you to lending money on interest even to a yid. That's how the Gemara seems to conclude here, but again we have to do halacha l'maisa, we're not doing that now. And then Ravina concludes this whole discussion saying, no, we're talking about a Talmud Chacham here, meaning our mission, which permits lending on interest, is only for a Talmud Chacham. Why? Interesting din here. My, to time of my, Gazer Rabbanan. Why do they say you cannot lend money on interest to a goy? Shema yilmod mimasa. Maybe you're going to learn if you're dealing with them in business. Now, this is lav dafka ribbis. This would seemingly be any type of business deal. So you can't deal with them. You're going to learn from their actions. Since the Talmud Chacham will not learn from their actions, he would be permitted to deal with them in ribbis and seemingly all other areas. So this is going to be very problematic because it sounds like this would be difficult to do any business dealings with them because you might learn from Masav. So again, but Lamaisa, we don't pass in that way regarding business dealings, but regarding ribbis, it's brought down here, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Again, I didn't learn Kalhalachal Lamaisa, but it sounds like only Talmud Chacham would be allowed to lend money to a guy on interest. Okay, we'll stop here.